You have found podgoblin.com. Podgoblin.com, you have found Radio Ronin. Welcome to it. So excited to be back, and thanks for joining us again. As always, lots of fun stuff for you to listen to here at podgoblin.com. My name, Jimmy Chunga. With me, as always, the lovely... I kind of bobbled it. Did you hear that?
Am I not looking very lovely and talented?
It was almost like I had a pause. Like I didn't believe in it somewhere in my heart, which could not be true.
What?
No, it's totally true. With me is always the lovely, the talented Mr. Kenny D.
You know, right? I'm not sure I deserve that title anymore, but you know.
No, you do, man.
I'll
you
run
do.
With it.
No, you look gorgeous, especially with the barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those who, you know, Brendan got us dinner tonight, which was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Brendan and Jenny.
Oh, you're welcome.
The dark and menacing Mr. Brendan Cook right over here.
I'm full of meat. I am full of meat.
Yeah, as we are all, I still kind of keep picking at my teeth a little bit.
Yeah.
We've had to. And then DJ Spinari in his house.
Hello.
Right over there. No Jess tonight. Jess is gone. She's doing her Captain America play.
Yeah, she is.
So as much as we love having Jess around and all of her stories about her cat, we're going to have to go without tonight.
I think we're going to her play, actually, in the next week or so.
Yeah, aren't
whoa,
we? We
whoa,
are.
Whoa. Who agreed to this?
We need to.
Both did.
Actually, I think we all remember this? I think we all said, yeah, okay, since we missed your orc play.
Yeah, there was that.
Actually,
that was a problem.
Greg went last week, and he said his jaw still hurts.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
From clinching back the profanity? Or
maybe a little.
Oh, no. He likes it that much?
Well,
Greg doesn't even swear.
Yeah.
He just needed to swear. He felt compelled to.
And so he was just sitting in the seats just...
He said that a lot of performers messed up. And there was one guy who was really good at improv, and so that's what saved it and made it actually better than the play itself.
So why did his jaw hurt?
He's laughing so hard.
And how bad it was?
No.
Oh, no. What? No, I can't figure out what... I don't really know what you're trying to say.
Well, it's hard because we haven't seen the play, American Captain, by the way.
Right.
Maybe it's just so funny and we...
And aren't
know?
We... We're actually giving away tickets on the Podgoblin.
Oh, yeah. Then it's hilarious. Yeah,
on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Best play I've ever seen.
You know what?
Right?
I got to read part of the script and I thought it was really cute and really funny.
really cute.
I thought it was a really cute kind of a parody on Captain America, and mm-hmm. I thought it was great. And Jess did a very good job in doing her accent. So,
but we need to support her, and so you're coming.
Uh huh.
Yeah, you are.
No, everybody support your Jess.
Yeah. No, you guys have come to how many of my gigs? So we
four.
We've got,
four
yeah,
at least.
Four, at least four. So we need to go support Jess, absolutely. So we're going to go see Jess's. We're going to go see Jess's play. All right, fine. But we do have a lot of other stuff that we're going to talk about today. Whoa.
That was me.
Is that your phone? That your phone's ringing?
Yeah.
All right. Do we need to stop?
Because Spinari is that popular.
Sorry.
Oh, he is.
My bad. Sorry.
It's like Hollywood.
We're
just going to call him Hollywood.
You should have seen
like
him.
That.
He just muttered under his breath, "All my hoes."
Why can I see this?
They just won't quit hitting me up.
Which is weird because I just text him. So, you know.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Thanks. Actually, I'm okay
nice.
Being in that
Thanks,
group.
Kenny.
Yep.
Anyway, okay. So, listen, we want to remind everybody that FantasyCon is coming up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we are doing the official FantasyCon podcast. Very excited about that. So we've got another one of those coming up. Tickets are on sale for FantasyCon. Go to FantasyCon.com. It's coming to Salt Lake. It's July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Going to be a lot of really cool stuff happening, including knights fighting each other.
I'm already excited.
I've heard that they will fight to the death in front of everyone.
Okay.
No, they literally, like, they're going to be hauling people out and putting them in dumpsters.
Cool.
It's going to be cool.
So bring your family.
Oh, it's a family occasion.
Yeah,
sure.
See knights kill each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they did it back in the day, you know?
You know, and this is going to sound so trite, because I know here we are, like, publicizing.
Did you just use the word trite?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not the tripe that you fed us all the time. It's trite. But, you know, because we are promoting the con, but I am genuinely excited about FantasyCon.
Yeah, as am I. These guys are really cool. Josh Patel and all of his amazing staff are, I mean, really, really nice people. We had the luxury of going and hanging out with them last week in the FantasyCon offices. We're going back this week, and we're going to be delivering another great FantasyCon official Podgoblin FantasyCon podcast to you a little bit later this week. But, I mean, really, really excited. They have, as I understand it, the world's largest collection of fantasy art coming into town.
Right.
Cool.
And the world's largest dragon they're building, which is nearly 60 feet tall or something like that.
Wait, have you seen that? They had it on their Facebook
They
page.
Did? No, I haven't seen it yet. It's
it
cool.
It is insane.
Really?
Absolutely.
No, I haven't
insane.
Seen it.
Yeah.
So again, go buy your tickets, will you? A lot of cool events, a lot of cool panels. Kenny's doing a lot there.
Yep.
FantasyCon.com is where you want to go. A lot of really, really cool guests that we haven't really talked about much in the FantasyCon podcast.
Well, and it seems like every day they're announcing somebody new. I mean,
every day.
It's somebody new.
As I understand, well, can we talk about, I don't know, they almost got somebody, but he was not available.
Yeah, we may not be able to.
Because he was off shooting a movie, but they had him booked, and he said, oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm shooting Terminator.
I'm done.
Terminator 5. Done. I can't come to FantasyCon.
which to me means they're willing to go big. And what gets me pumped.
Exactly.
Yeah. Again, was that a pun?
My appearance, my
careful,
appearance
careful
was just a rumor.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm here all weekend.
Yeah.
So,
I'm excited. I mean, they are getting people that fantasy fans actually care about.
Yeah.
Not just in like random, you know, side characters or whatever, but people in shows like Supernatural, people from Lost, there's a show called Lost Girl as well, which is very popular.
They got some hobbits showing up.
Oh, a ton of hobbits.
A ton of hobbits.
And dwarfs.
I think they call a group of hobbits, they call them a murder, don't they?
A murder of hobbits?
A murder of hobbits.
I think they call them a feat of hobbits.
A feat of hobbits, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Jenny would know, actually.
What is it, Jenny?
No?
Jenny? You know, but you're all into those guys.
She's into them?
She's into hobbits.
Yeah.
She's into little guys. What can I say?
What?
Well, makes sense.
Wait, that's my wife.
Oh, yes. I got to remember that. Manners. Filter, yeah. Chunga. Filter. So, she is, though. So, anyway. let's see. Oh, you know, I want to put this out there. I got to put out a plug for Podgoblin, actually. We have had lots and lots and lots of hundreds of thousands of listens since we decided to launch Podgoblin a few months ago. And thank you so much for that. The thing is just going gangbusters. So we have decided we're going to put it out there. If you are a business owner and you are listening to Podgoblin right now and you want to put my golden voice to work for you, Kenny's beautiful dulcet tones to work for you, Brendan's dark and brooding demeanor.
Really?
To work
this
for
is
you.
Demeanor.
Come on. Yes. if you want to put all of this to work for you, we are now selling advertising on Podgoblin. We're going to do it a little bit differently than a radio station does it. When you do decide to buy advertising with Podgoblin, you get a banner ad on the front page so people can click and go to your website. And then you also get mentions during the actual podcasts themselves. And you get to pick where you want those mentions to happen. Now, we do it differently than radio in the sense that we do not stop the podcast to do an ad for you. What we do is we'll talk about you at the beginning and at the end, which is better for the listener, and it's better for your business as well.
Yeah.
So where radio, you know, you'll advertise on the radio and you'll spend a ton of money, and then the next thing you know, people are not responding to you because they haven't heard your ad. You're just kind of throwing your ad out there and hoping that people are listening at the time that it runs. Well, with Podgoblin, it's a little bit different because it's destination listening. Everybody who comes to podgoblin.com is going to see your banner. And then when they click on the podcast, they're going to hear your ad very first thing. And then they're off and running through the podcast and they'll hear it at the end as well.
That's what we call top of mind awareness.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dunn.
I learned that from college.
Well played, Action Dog.
If by chance you are Action Plumbing, Heating, and Air,
no.
You are welcome to advertise with us. However, Action Dog and Action Man are not welcome.
Okay.
So we'd be happy to advertise your business, but you keep that Action Dog away from me.
can we just once?
I think we should throw in a soundbite from Action Dog saying something.
Yeah, can we just have Chunka do it?
What?
Come on. He does the best impression.
Oh, I can do Action
as
Man.
As long as it's not the Wookiee, we're good.
This is my favorite thing that Action Man says. I can see him doing this. You know, like when Ralphie's writing his essay on A Christmas Story, and he's writing about the Red Ryder BB gun. So he's writing like, okay, I'm going to have Action Dog say this, and he's going to talk about heating and air, and then there's going to be an old lady, and the old lady's going to say something stupid. And then, okay, and then Action Man's going to say, booyah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's great.
He's so booyah. Proud of himself. Yes. Come on.
Booyah. Yeah, that's great.
I think we should actually practice. Are those voices like trademarked? We can't use them.
I don't know if they are or not.
Hey, I can do it. Ready?
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
This is my
Wookiee. Is your accent.
This is like my Wookiee impression. How's
okay.
that?
Okay.
Booyah.
No. That was Brendan saying booyah.
No, that was just Brendan. Yeah, that wasn't Action Man.
Booyah.
No. No.
What?
No. Let him try again.
Okay, all right, try it again.
Here we go. Booyah.
That's my new ringtone.
Shut up.
Booyah.
I've never heard, hey, that wasn't too bad. I've never heard Brendan actually try to do an impersonation.
No, actually, I
may be the first.
Really good.
We need to take requests on if anyone wants him to do an impression.
Yeah, go to podgoblin.com. is send us an email. It's just Brendan podgoblin.
It's Brendan at podgoblin.com.
There you go.
No, email us so we can, you don't block anything
Kenny
out.
Kenny at podgoblin.com or Chunga at podgoblin.com. Email us and then we'll pick them for Brendan to do. Anyway, we'd love to have your business. We'd love to have you advertise. We reach hundreds of thousands of people, not only in the state of Utah, but all around the world. So if you have an interest in advertising with us, there have been many people that have stepped up and advertised by people like Superior Computers, for example,
Indeed.
At FantasyCon.
Yeah.
And we're very, very grateful that those guys have chosen to do that. And we'd love to have your business. So give Brad Davis a call. His name is Brad Davis. He's also the host of Guys on Girls. He's the guy that said, yeah, I'll go and harass people at work. So give him a call at 801-830-3388. That's call Brad Davis if you want to advertise on Podgoblin at 801-830-3388.
Brad's pretty nice.
He's very nice.
Yeah.
And he's got a winning smile.
He's a fantastic man. He really is.
He's a fantastic man, Brendan.
Never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
Did you see his love shine?
Yeah. You glowed for a little
Just
bit.
Just let your love flow.
Really?
Anyway.
Booyah.
No. Okay, so what are we doing today? What are we doing today at podgoblin.com?
Without Jess, it's kind of hard.
It is weird.
And there's like a gaping hole where the laughter used to be. You know? We don't have Jess here to laugh at.
And who am I going to fight with?
Well, about Captain America.
You've already kind of fought with Brendan.
All right.
You already kind of did that. It was off the air.
Well,
but
we did that for how long? I mean, it was well over a year.
Well, yeah, I hated you for over a year and Fridays because of you. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to talk movies, though, if we can.
Oh, we do need to. How many do we have? Just one?
One.
Just
one? Yeah.
Wow, there's nothing going on.
It's kind of weird because everyone's prepping for summer.
This is kind of the lag, right?
Yeah, so we've got, we had Spider-Man last week.
Oh, that's right. And yeah, we didn't do a review of that because we were all gone, but
yeah.
I was in Las Vegas, Spinari was gone, you were gone, everybody's gone.
Oh, real quick, I can talk about that one.
Yeah, what'd you think? Well, Spider-Man 2,
I was actually quite worried because if you saw the trailer, there are three villains.
Mm-hmm.
There's Young Green Goblin.
Okay.
There is Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
As Blue Jamie Foxx.
Is Willem Dafoe back as Green Goblin?
No.
I loved him as Green Goblin.
Yeah.
I thought he was great.
Looking back, he was fine. At the time, I thought he was a Green Power Ranger villain. But, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And then also Paul Giamatti as the Rhino. He plays this Russian guy in this movie,
mm-hmm.
and he's only in it for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so
I was
going to
say, I you know how much I dislike superhero movies.
Yeah.
But I heard all the nerds were pissed.
About Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, because he was in there as the Rhino for 2 minutes.
No, and it was good he's only in for 2 minutes, because
uh-huh.
he seriously gets on screen, he's like, I'm the Rhino!
He doesn't do
no,
that.
He
no,
is. It's
that's not okay.
It's Despicable Me. It's Despicable Me. And
really?
I'm going, well, Paul Giamatti, you're a great actor. What are you doing? But he's only in for 2 minutes, so it's great.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what's good.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Garfield...
Andrew Garfield is good.
And Emma Stone. I was fine with the first movie, the reboot, except for like an hour where they rebooted everything again. We had to see Uncle Ben die again.
Yeah, so you don't need that. Why? It was too soon for a reboot.
Nobody needed it.
Way too soon.
But the reason that movie succeeded is because of those two. Mm-hmm. So they're actually dating in real life.
Oh, and so they got that chemistry.
Their chemistry is real.
Yeah.
And in this movie, they save the movie again.
Okay.
He's great as Spider-Man. And honestly, it's kind of just fun seeing Spider-Man swing through the streets of New York. Like, I'm watching that and I'm going,
what?
Awesome.
Whoa. Yeah. There's my new ringtone.
Kenny loves Kenny.
There
loves
is my new ringtone.
You got to understand, it's not particular to Spider-Man as an entity. Kenny just likes to see anybody in tights swinging through the streets of New York.
Basically.
So, yeah, true. I mean, you're fine with that.
True
yeah.
that.
So, I mean, it's just, there are things about this movie which are just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jamie Foxx shows up for some reason.
Yeah.
And he plays a handicapped guy.
Nice.
It's the weirdest thing.
Jamie Foxx
is it wrong
a
that I'm
going
to laugh at this? I shouldn't laugh, right?
You kind of should, because I don't know what his performance was. Basically, he was miscast. That was the problem.
Well, I'll tell you, he's a freak in real life. He's a freak.
Meaning, just really arrogant or what?
No, I don't know if you guys knew this. I think we've talked a little bit about this on the old radio show, but Jamie Foxx and I were on the same softball team for a while. They had a celebrity, you know, I'm quoting, a celebrity softball league that Brian Russell, when he played for the Jazz, ran. And these celebrities would travel from town to town and play on these celebrity softball tournaments for charity. And I was on one of these teams. And I happened to share a locker stall with Jamie Foxx for a time.
Before he was a thing. You know, he's sitcoms and In Living Color in the past.
This was right about, it was after In Living Color, but it was before Collateral.
Okay, yeah.
So he hadn't really become the huge kind of serious actor that he was.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I saw Jamie Foxx naked, and wow, what a freak.
No. What?
I was like, you know, I had to walk up to a table and sign baseball bats. And I was signing bats, and he was like, yo, man, not that one. Don't sign that one.
Oh, no.
You don't want to sign that one.
No.
I just got to tell you,
can we keep...
the largest penis I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
It was disgusting.
Can we just cue Gold Digger right now?
Yeah. It was sick, man. It was freakish. I couldn't change next to him.
Like a young child's arm.
It was with an apple. It was like a baby arm with an apple on the end of it.
Oh, my God.
A black baby's arm.
I am done.
With a purple apple on the end of it.
Hey!
It's been a
few days. I feel so guilty.
Can I just tell you?
I'm going to have to go to my priest right now.
There were three white guys on this team. I was one of them. The other one was Michael Damian, the rock on guy, the soap opera guy, and another DJ I know named DJ Scribble. And the three of us... We all changed in bathroom stalls. We were so embarrassed.
Like it was junior high?
Yeah. Oh. It was worse, dude, because we're old. And so we're just like, you think junior high was bad? Imagine that feeling, but being a grown-ass man. It was the worst feeling ever. And Jamie Foxx, you know, he's like, yo, I need to borrow your glove. And I'm like, okay. I just started crying after I saw him naked.
All right, then.
It was like he was dragging Olden Polynice between his legs.
Wait.
It was sick.
Yep. I'll never be able to look at Jamie Foxx ever again.
Me neither.
I'm never going to be able to look at Chunka the same way again.
I want to stand up and just start singing the national anthem every time I see him. You know? It was disturbing. I never showered on that team.
By the way,
I didn't.
You're bringing me like back to junior high when I had like run into the corner shower and then be worried that because I hadn't gone through puberty yet, I didn't have any body hair, and people were going to make fun of me.
Yeah. Something you know, Kenny is completely shorn nowadays as well.
Yeah, purposely.
Kenny the hairless wonder. He's like Kenny the hairless wonder.
Yeah, he's like a Barbie. He's bald as a Barbie. So...
It's kind of like a Ken doll.
Yeah, exactly.
Whitey tidy sewn on. It's weird.
You know what? Seriously, I have not. This is no joke. I mean, we're kind of kidding here, but playing on that team, this is no joke. I've played hockey at a professional level.
Uh-huh.
I've gone out of my way to hide my junk anytime. Let's unless it's your phone. I'll put it on your phone because I can angle it so that it looks good.
And add a filter. Filters always make it look better.
Oh, yeah, like a Sienna or maybe a Sepia.
Throw it into Instagram. And,
I like that old-timey Pioneer-type picture.
Yeah.
That kind of filter, like a lagoon. Anyway.
I am getting the worst.
Is my dad really teaching me how to, like, edit wiener pics?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dick pic.
No.
What? He's trying to keep it a little classy. Exactly.
Well, hold on, call Brendan. It what it is.
Let's hear the booyah.
Booyah.
So anyway, you know, in all seriousness, it from that softball team forward, even in the hockey locker rooms where I'm with a bunch of Canadians and Russians, yeah, which, let's be honest, there's nothing to write home about there.
Right.
I was really nervous in the locker rooms after that. It was so odd. This is no joke. The three of us, Scribble, Michael, Damien, and myself, were all changing in the stalls. That's no joke. We really did this. And I was like, oh, man, too much Arby's. And I'd hurry and run off to the stall. And then I'd hurry and change while I was back.
You're not one of those guys that, like, when you go swimming and afterwards, you know, you're, like, hurrying, trying to put on your shorts, you know, over your other shorts. And you have some old guy with his leg up on the bench.
Oh, yeah, and he's standing
and he's
there.
He's just letting
Good morning! And how are you?
And he's also dragging something on the floor, but it's a scrotum.
Yeah. Exactly. And one of his man breasts.
We've all been there.
It ruined Jamie Foxx's wiener, ruined my masculinity.
We're putting that on the website. That is a quote.
That's the new quote on the top of the Podgoblin
Jamie
website.
Jamie Foxx's wiener ruined my manhood, ruined my masculinity. And I remember thinking weird things because I played third base. And I remember thinking as he was running in, sometimes he was on first base and sometimes he was playing like, you know.
There's a joke here, Kenny.
I know. I'm not going there. Yeah.
But he would heckle people a lot, but he'd come running in like he'd be playing center field and he'd come running in and I'd be watching him from third base going, and this is no joke. I would seriously think like, how does he run with that thing? Yeah. So you guys can think about that when you go see Spider-Man 2.
It's almost kind of racist. Just a little bit.
It's a stereotype.
If anything but, I mean, well done.
Oh, yeah.
Jealous.
What the hell was that, Kenny? Well done.
I mean, it's like, yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I mean, how do I review Spider-Man after that?
You think of the codpiece they had to put on that guy.
Well, here's the thing.
For the costume.
At one point, he goes full Electro, like he's energy.
Yeah.
He becomes like, you know, corporeal, as they say.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you know, he's wearing black shorts. And I'm like, why not just go full Dr. Manhattan, like in Watchmen, and let it all hang out? Now I know why.
No.
Now
that replaces my booyah is why not go full Dr. Manhattan?
You've seen Watchmen, right, Chuck?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so yeah. You know.
I saw it once, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think I was really drunk, actually.
But
no, I'm kidding. I wasn't. So
basically, Jamie Foxx kind of ruins the movie. It's weird.
In Spider-Man, he kind of ruins.
Well, he doesn't ruin the movie, but he ruins the villain side.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So it's you know, in short, I really liked it.
You did, okay.
Except for the villains, which
I know
weird.
The numbers were not very good. It only made $92 million, and I say only because, which is an enormous amount of money, and it is a phenomenal opening weekend. But your budget before prints and ads was probably closer to $200 million.
It was exactly,
which means they're probably going to lose money on it.
Here's the thing, though: it's not so much the domestic box office anymore; it's global.
Yeah.
And global actually spends three times more than us, which 10 years ago, they maybe spent a third of what we were spending.
Oh, no. It is very true.
So it's already made over $500 million.
Oh, it's worldwide. Already above $500 million?
It's nuts.
So domestically, they'll lose money on their domestic budget, but internationally, they're cleaning up.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then they got nothing to worry about.
And honestly, there's a moment in this movie where I was near the end where it was heartbreaking. It was weird. I walked out.
Heartbreaking.
There. Yeah, the reps from the studios always need my opinion as a critic.
Yeah.
And I walked out and I'm like, that movie made me feel emotions.
What, really?
And they're like, really? And I'm like, put that on the poster.
That movie made me feel emotions, Kenny.
Would it make Brendan cry?
Oh, absolutely.
That's interesting.
Who just was that Spinari you just asked what? That? Really?
What it does, though? What? Is this movie takes risks where Marvel movies, the other Marvel movies, don't.
Okay.
There are risks involved, and you're going, well done. Well done.
Well, that's what you need to see in these kind of movies, because they are a little bit predictable. Well,
yes.
They're a lot predictable.
A
they're
lot.
Very formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
All movies are formulaic, but that's cool to see them taking some chances like that. That's cool. Although you now enter the ranks of the one guy that one time when I went to church who stood up to bear his testimony in a Mormon church, who started crying when he talked about how profoundly Hulk Hogan had affected his life. Okay.
And you're now in league with... Did he rip his white shirt off?
I tell you, brother.
Brother.
You're now with that guy.
Oh no,
you got emotional in Spider-Man 2.
It's you know, I was wearing 3D glasses, so I, you know, but I don't cry. You know this. I don't cry.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't cry.
So. Except for Never Ending Story.
Okay, so you liked that one.
I did.
By the way, if you want to get some kind of an inside track on Kennedy's movie reviews, you can go to his new Instagram page.
Oh,
where
nice.
Kenny is doing. Thank you. He's doing facial reviews, is what he
well,
calls
no,
it.
No, just call him face, because facial has a bad connotation.
Kind of.
So let's all say right. Face reviews.
Facial reviews.
No.
And his one bad food pick.
No, yeah, and one I'm, bad food
yeah.
picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is basically what you do is you go in, you go to a press screening of the movie,
uh-huh.
and then you take a selfie, and your expression is your review.
It's my immediate initial reaction after the movie.
Which sometimes changes.
Which does change oftentimes.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, for example, in, by the way, Spider-Man, I tried to smile,
yeah.
but like try to restrain my smile a little bit.
Yeah,
it
looked
flawed.
Like you were pooping.
It looked like I was pooping or yeah. like smirking at, you know, creepily at somebody.
Like you belong on a watch list.
Maybe. Yeah. yeah. Whereas Neighbors, which is the movie that opens this week,
yes.
has Zac Efron and Seth Rogen.
Oh.
Uh-huh. My face. By the way, it's at Kenny3DD.
Kenny3DD. Is there an underscore or anything
no.
there? It's just Kenny3DD.
Yeah, and or you could hashtag face reviews.
Now, when you say 3DD, it's not the number 3. It's Kenny DDD.
No, it's 3.
Oh, it is?
D. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it
just
is 3DD.
Just like Piranha 3DD.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so, yeah, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so
Neighbors.
I had this kind of face, like my eyes were trying to jump out of my face.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of dudity, and I know we've kind of been crass on this podcast, but for some reason in my movies, I'm not a big crass humor guy.
I don't like seeing that. I don't like seeing junk.
No.
I don't care if it's like the end of that one with Kristen Bell and Jason.
Yeah. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And he just comes walking out for no reason and it's his junk.
Yes.
Or Ken Jeong in The Hangover.
Yes. In every scene he's in.
The only time I thought it was funny was when you see him naked when he jumps out of the trunk in the first one.
Yeah.
But you see him naked in the other ones as well and it's just not funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah. So this movie, I mean, Seth Rogen's going to be naked because it's Seth Rogen.
Right.
Whereas, you know, Zac Efron, they're going to just lather that guy up and say, yeah. take your shirt off because he's Zac
yeah.
Efron.
Right.
But actually, Zac Efron does okay. He was in one of the worst movies of the year with That Awkward Moment.
Yep.
But this one, it's the right fit for him.
I think, you know, Zac Efron at one point was at risk of becoming Justin Bieber.
Yes.
He was Bieber before Bieber was Bieber.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me because I remember saying on the show, look, you know, if this guy was smart, he'd find a beach for a couple of years and just go away. Be happy. Count all your money from High School yep. Musical. Count all your money from 17 again or whatever it is. And then you're just done.
Yep.
You know, and then come back and be a grown up and be in some raunchy, fun dude movies.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what he did. I think he looks fantastic. I think all the ladies love him. And I've heard, not only from you, but a couple of other critics, that he actually is really funny in this movie.
He is. And I hate to say it.
Because everybody wants to think he's the next... He was like
yeah,
Bieber before
I guess
Bieber.
We can, you know, we can hate Bieber still. I hope
sure.
that's still okay. Because Zac Efron's okay. He was
he's
good
gonna
in this
make
movie.
It.
He's going to make it.
He rounded that corner. He yep. made that awkward transition, and you're going to see him a lot in movies.
No, he'll be in action movies. He'll be an A-lister within 10 years.
I'm really kind of bummed after seeing him at the kids or the Nickelodeon Awards or mm-hmm. the MTV Awards.
Yeah, it was MTV.
It was after seeing him there and then seeing the previews that I've seen of this, because there was rumor that, and we talked about it here on Podgoblin, that he was going to be in the next Star Wars.
Yeah.
Which turned out to not be true. That cast has been announced, and we should probably talk about that as well. That cast has been released and photos are out of them doing table reads and things
oh, yeah,
like that.
We haven't even talked about that.
We've not talked about mm-hmm. that. And we should take a minute and,
you know, there's still a chance because the main role he was rumored for was the Han Solo spinoff / Han Solo origin movie.
Oh,
him as Han Solo.
Oh, he was going to play Han Solo, the young
yes.
Han Solo.
Yes.
Because that's one of the things, I don't know, maybe some people have heard this, they're going to do origin movies.
Yeah.
So you're going to have the origin of Boba Fett, the origin of...
Yoda.
And some of the more obscure, we all know Luke's origin, we all know Anakin's mm-hmm. origin, but we don't, there's a lot of it, Mace Windu and some of these other people we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going to be, he's going to play Han Solo was the rumor. I heard that he was going to play Jason Solo.
Okay.
Who if you read the books, who knows if this is going to be in the script, but Han Solo and Leia have twins, and one of them, they're both really, really, really force sensitive.
I have some bad news for you.
One of them goes evil.
This was pretty big news among Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
The expanded universe, all of the books?
Gone.
Gone. Thrown away.
So there may not even be a Jason Solo. There may not be Han and Leia kids.
Based on the casting, it's this girl named Daisy. She's British. Uh-huh. Everyone is saying she will play their daughter, but there may not be a Jason.
There may not be a Jason Solo.
Yes. Correct.
Oh, I like that idea.
So they're going to start kind of fresh. No Jedi
Council.
I
hope they do.
No Grand Moff Tarkin saga or whatever. Just
really,
sorry, I'm getting nerdy, but you know,
no, that's the Star Wars. You know, it's funny because Star Wars is. I have always thought that Star Wars is a little bit different than say Star Trek or some of these other nerdy movies. You're talking about three of the most successful films ever created.
Yes,
and easily the most memorable characters in the history of film.
Ooh. Really? You're just throwing that down?
Well, think about it. Find one person on planet Earth who doesn't know C-3PO.
Yeah.
Find one person on planet Earth who doesn't know Darth
Vader. Are you a fan of Star Wars?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, I actually never knew.
Really?
I think if you are of a certain age, if you are, I would say, 25 on up, it's a given that that's your favorite movie. One of the Star Wars movies has got to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The younger kids, I understand, like Spinari's age and things like that, the reboots were good. For that age, I didn't like him much.
So is it weird that I have never seen any of the new ones?
Don't.
Never.
I would have to agree with Kenny. There are some elements that are really cool.
Well, there's
some things that are really cool in the new ones.
Here's the weird thing. Topher Grace, of all people, and he's well known for this, he has cut the Star Wars prequels and the originals together.
What?
And he made...
He redid them based on the original footage?
He kept the original all the same, but the prequels...
He re-edited?
He cut those three movies down to 2 hours. And apparently, it's fascinating. You watch
really?
And you go, man, that's great editing right there.
Really?
Like, that story is compelling.
Topher Grace did this.
Topher Grace.
I've heard about it. I forgot about it until you brought it up, but I've never seen it.
There's also a machete version where you don't watch... So you watch A New Hope first.
Yeah.
Then you watch Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
Then you skip Phantom Menace. At best, you watch the Darth Maul fight. That's it.
Okay.
At best. Then you go Attack of the Clones. So basically, you find out, Luke, I'm your father. Then you go back in time.
So it's like a flashback.
Flashback. You watch 2 and 3, and then you come back for Return of the Jedi after everything.
I love it.
That's a machete
method. I'm gonna have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to check that out because I love the Star Wars movies. I love, you know, one of the highlights of this is gonna sound so
we're gonna
bad.
Get nerdier on this podcast,
it's,
just to let you know.
You know, okay, good. Okay. I'm glad because you know, getting to I've met every character, which is cool. I've had all of them on the show with the exception of Mark Hamill.
Oh, really?
All the others. I've met Mark Hamill doing voice work, but never had him on the show. But having gotten the chance to meet these guys, it's just, I'm 5 years old. The second.
Yeah.
And last September, I got to help Peter Mayhew up the stairs at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking to myself, I wonder if he's going to be back as Chewbacca. I wonder if they're going to have Chewbacca in these next ones or if he's going to be gone. And I remember him just leaning on me as I'm helping him because he was about to get knee surgery.
Yeah.
So he's putting all of his weight on me, and all I could think of is, holy crap, man, I'm carrying Chewbacca.
Yeah.
It's the coolest thing ever. Chewbacca's a man. And I just, I leaned over to him, and all I could say when I was carrying him up was, love you, man.
Yeah. That's tender.
And he said, that's very kind of you. That's all he said. He didn't say, I love you back. He didn't say it back.
Well, he doesn't know you.
That is a great Peter Mayhew impression, by the way.
Thank you.
You nailed that.
He has kind of a weird way of talking. I like how he says checkers. When I say, what was your favorite scene as Chewbacca? I would say the scene with the checkers.
Whoa. That's creepy. And, who does that remind me of? Checkers.
Checkers. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I guess he's back as Chewbacca. If you've seen that, there is a picture out of the new cast, and they're all reading the script together.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen that picture?
Here's my thing, and I know we're
off on a tangent
here.
I've seen it, Kenny.
Did
you see the picture?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a cool picture.
Yeah, it is awesome.
I did not care about the redo, 7, 8, 9, at all.
Yeah.
They said J.J. Abrams. I was like, big whoop. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw the cast photo, and I'm getting pumped.
It changed it, huh?
Changed everything. Because, and I'll tell you a little bit about the cast, kind of unknown for the most part.
Sure.
And they're all excellent. All of them are excellent. So first you have...
They were all cast, as I understand it, J.J. Abrams put a really high emphasis on their acting ability.
Yes.
More so than their looks.
Yes.
Which is really weird nowadays. That
So, for example, a great example of that is Domhnall Gleeson. He's a tall, lanky ginger. Lankier than I am. He's in About Time, which was one of my favorite movies from last year.
Yeah.
He's in one of the Harry Potter movies as a Weasley. Just, he's a great British actor.
And we don't know what he plays. We don't know what a lot of these people play.
No, we don't. But he looks like, he doesn't look like he belongs in that universe as a hero.
Yeah.
Nor a villain.
He's probably going to be seriously made up.
Or you know,
or some photo capture.
Body conditioning.
Yeah.
Also, Oscar Isaac, who is an Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah.
In Drive
and
as well.
People are really excited about him.
Great actor.
Right.
Adam Driver, who I actually like the least, he has to play a villain. He's on Girls, the HBO.
He's rumored to be the Jason Solo character.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I could see him being a young Darth of some sort.
The idea is if they're going to follow the story from the expanded universe, mm-hmm. if there's any elements in that, he becomes a guy named Darth Cadius, and he's Han Solo's son and becomes a Sith and becomes Darth Cadius. And there's a big battle that eventually ends up with his twin sister and Luke Skywalker fighting him.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, but that's, I think that's how it went. I can't remember
which
for
sure.
Which
brings us to Max von Sydow.
Right.
Who is tailor-made for the Star Wars universe.
I didn't know he was still alive.
I know, right?
Max von Sydow, he was he was in Strange Brew with Bob and Doug. He was the villain in Strange Brew. That's where I know him best.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard for me to watch him in this thing.
Yeah. So he's got to play an emperor-type character.
Or some crusty old... You know he's not going to be a good guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be a good guy.
And then also John Boyega, who's in Attack the Block. It's a British action movie, kind of like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz.
Right.
Fantastic. Young guy. Fantastic.
Mark Hamill, after doing the table read, tweeted, he goes, "These are some of the best actors I've ever worked with."
Cool.
And he said, "These guys have their chops up." He goes, "This is just going to be awesome."
And Harrison Ford is just smoking a blunt in the background
there
somewhere.
There you go.
Get off my plane! Pointing his finger.
You're pointing his finger.
Get off
finger.
My plane! Where's Demi? Yeah. Where's Demi?
What?
Huh?
What is that?
Demi Moore?
What's the correlation?
Look, I don't get the...
Okay, come on. Really?
Harrison Ford and Demi Moore? Yeah.
Weren't they?
I'm saying no.
No, okay. It's Calista Flockhart.
What?
Yeah.
He's married to Calista Flockhart.
Ally McBeal, dude.
Yeah. I'm.
He was drunk.
Yeah, well.
Where's Jimmy?
Oh, God.
Striptease.
Oh, my God.
G.I. Jane.
So.
It just says her movies. Hold on, Brennan. Save it with a booyah.
Booyah.
Okay. So, okay. Well, listen. As I understand it, the Han Solo, Leia, Luke, Chewie, mm-hmm. R2, and 3PO are all in it, but they're supporting characters. They're not the main cast in this one. You won't see them very much at all, actually.
I think we'll see a lot of them this movie, and then they will wane away. I think one of
is
them,
that what it is?
One of them will die in this first movie.
I've heard that they've had Mark Hamill doing very, very serious workouts and getting into
he looks
considerable
better, honestly.
Shape. Yeah,
he looks better.
So he may have a pretty big part in this, but the others may not. So
Carrie Fisher,
she's still not sucking down like 4 martinis at the table read.
Milkshake martinis.
Yeah, exactly. Made of butter.
We're nice.
So barbecue sauce. So
she'll just play Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, no.
I didn't do that.
Can I just tell you, I was playing a show and I had a go-go dancer in the slave Leia costume, and it was just about the coolest thing I ever seen in my life. It was hard to play.
If the right person wears a slave Leia costume.
Yeah, I'd never seen a slave Leia costume.
Oh, okay.
And it was like metal, like the actual costume. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You missed it, dude.
Oh.
So anyway, listen, moving on.
Would she swing through the streets of New York?
You know she would.
Okay.
She would.
Anyways, Neighbors was funny, but a little too crass for me.
So you didn't like, okay, back
no,
to
honestly,
Neighbors.
I know it's an average movie. Like I laughed, actually. I laughed a lot. But when I walked out, I forgot about the entire movie, except for all the, you know, sex toys that they used and things
Whoa,
like that.
Huh? Wow. What?
Yep.
And we're back to Jamie Foxx.
there was a fight scene involving...
Really?
Yeah. Swords. Anyways.
Huh?
You know what? I'm not down. When it's crass for the sake of crass.
And it is.
I like really off-color, bad crass. Like, The Hangover is just foul.
Yeah.
It's really foul, but it's not foul for the sake of being foul.
I could do a whole show on this.
Okay.
Where I actually don't like comedies for the sake of comedy. If you're setting up a scene to tell a joke at the end or do a pratfall at the end, I'm not impressed.
You're not down with it.
But if it's like... Road trip movies often work, like The Hangover.
Right.
Or if it's an action movie that finds comedy along the way, some of my favorites.
You're okay with that.
Or drama or horror that find comedy, great.
I have a great example of this.
Okay.
Rat Race. And I know that Rat Race is not known as being a great bastion of comedy, but for a writer, it very much is. It's mm-hmm. a remake of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Rat Race, the scene with John Lovitz where he's driving Hitler's car. And you think about, you know, reverse engineer that whole scene where he's standing up in front of the guys and he's got the lipstick and he's Hitler and he's burned his finger and he can't talk. Oh, Jenny's God. Dying.
I know.
Back there. One of the funniest scenes I've ever seen
in
film.
It's pretty
great.
Yeah.
I laugh my ass off every time I watch that. And it's because they set it up so far back. I mean, in order to thread that plot line through that movie, they had to go almost back to the beginning to make that scene work.
Yeah.
And that's how you do it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just brilliant.
Yeah.
So funny. So I'm not going to like Neighbors then.
Honestly, you'll laugh. You'll laugh, and it's a guilty laugh, mm-hmm. and then you'll forget about it.
Who's better, Zac Efron or Seth Rogen?
Oh, actually, Rose Byrne stands out in this movie. She plays
Does
Seth,
she?
Sadly, mm-hmm. she plays Seth Rogen's wife.
And we know her from a variety of movies, like the chick... Bridesmaids.
Yeah, Bridesmaids.
She was
Insidious.
Insidious.
Troy.
She was great.
I think she's gorgeous. Zac Efron, actually Dave Franco, who James Franco's little brother,
mm-hmm.
he's very funny in it.
As he was in 21 Jump Street.
Yes. Same kind of role.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he's good.
But it's kind of a rental because it was an average movie I forgot about immediately, but I laughed. So
it's a rental.
It's a rental.
Okay.
So yeah.
Fair enough. We'll watch it. Spinari and I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll laugh and enjoy
But Godzilla's next week.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No. I hear mixed things, though.
The last one I was so mad about. Me and my friend James Burdett went to the very first showing. The one with Matthew Broderick and Hank Azaria.
I don't remember that one.
Oh.
I blocked it out.
It's so... Yeah, I was so mad when I left the theater. Mm-hmm. I was so... Because I had waited and waited and waited. When I was a kid, I loved those movies.
Yeah.
Those old bad Japanese Godzilla movies. I loved them.
So what they've done to mess this one up, from what I hear, is they're promoting the heck out of Heisenberg, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Doing monologues.
Yeah.
But it's his son that's the star, Aaron Taylor Johnson, who plays Kick-Ass.
Okay, he's good.
He's good, but he's in every scene. And you're like, no, 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 where's Bryan Cranston? Or sometimes you're like, no, no, where's Godzilla? I haven't seen him for a long time. But you do see Mothra quite a bit.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I feel a little bit uncomfortable, though. I'll just tell you, because I saw the trailer, and Godzilla roared, and inside of his mouth looked like a vagina.
What? What?
Huh?
It did. It was weird. They didn't want to make it look like a regular, like, mouth. You know,
was this something you saw in the locker room as well?
No. It was just he roared and he was like, and I was like, vagina.
And here comes Jamie Foxx for no reason.
Godzilla's got a vagina in his mouth.
What has happened?
I don't know how they reproduce.
What?
What? It was bad. It made me feel very uncomfortable.
You ruined Godzilla.
Yeah, kind of.
I know, because now everybody's going to go see it and go, Chunga was right.
There's a badge in his mouth.
He's got a badge in his mouth.
Here I am saying I didn't like Neighbors for its crass humor.
Continue,
Godzilla.
Kenny. Continue.
Listen, this is just, it's just a body part, okay?
It is. We're all adults here.
We're kind of. Spinari just turned 18. I guess he counts.
That's legal.
Anyway.
It's legal now. Yeah.
Good job.
Just go check it out. Go Google it. Not Vaginas Godzilla.
Yeah, please. Please don't. I don't think we can afford that lawsuit.
Yeah.
Chugga told me to Google it.
Could you imagine having that in your search history?
Yeah.
Just vaginas.
Vaginas.
Well, I'm thinking more of like...
Yes, imagine
Godzilla
having that
badge.
In your search history.
I mean, here's Godzilla badge.
Brendan.
It's just uncomfortable when you see it. You'll see it. You'll know what I'm saying when you go see Godzilla. You'll just be like, ew. Chunga was right.
So what was the son of Godzilla in the movies?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was really
stupid. Yeah, because you had like a little midget in a Godzilla suit.
So he just spit him out. He's
vagina.
This is awful.
This is so
awful. It's terrible. We're going to have to cut all this out.
Yeah, we will.
We're going to have to cut this
out. I can't wait for your review. I really can't.
Kenny's going to be like, you know, I don't know about the movie, but I had a chub like through the whole thing.
Oh my God.
I was at half staff and I can't figure out why.
Ouch. Kenny is so not happy. Look at him.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to it now.
Yeah.
Oh my God, of course
I've
you are.
I ruined Godzilla and I was so excited to go.
Yeah.
Now we can't go.
It's gone.
It's over. Sorry. Yeah. By the way, everybody go to my Facebook page because I'm taking votes for like who's going to name my D&D character.
Can I join too and have people name mine?
You want to join in too? Yes.
Are we really getting into D&D right now? Because
I think we are.
There's this... Okay. I had no idea, and this is all going to come back to you.
Why me? It's coming back to
when
me.
When we did the Fantasy Con recording...
Yes.
This news came out about you, and you're often... You know, you have to kind of protect your image a lot.
Oh, yeah,
in the past 3 years I've worked with you, you've never revealed a lot of this kind of
information. I keep a lot of, like, real me private.
Yes. So, you know? When all of a sudden we were talking about fantasy, and you brought out the names of D&D in your character, and I'm going, no.
He's making this up. He's doing this for fun.
And I was like, it can't be. And then the other night, you know, and I will tell the story where I was like, just learned how to play D&D a little bit, and then you sent me a picture of your multicolored dice.
Yeah, my D&D dice sets.
Yeah.
Which I collect.
And I had no idea.
Oh, no, it's true,
I don't
true,
know
man.
Whether to respect you like crazy or worry about you.
I didn't show you the ones that I keep in my kangaroo scrotum.
No, no, you did not.
Or his bag of holding.
And here's what I've noticed.
Yes.
Because I'm learning how to play Dungeons & Dragons as a joke for this podcast.
Whoa, hold on a sec. Wait. What do you mean it's a joke? I just bought more dice on Amazon, dude.
This better not be a joke.
He did.
He really did.
We're playing this half. I bought a half pound.
My coworker said a half pound. I don't even know what that means.
Half pound of dice. I bought a half pound of dice.
Are you kidding me?
So did Spinari.
I wish I was kidding.
Some clear ones.
No. So, my coworker. I have a lot of nerdy coworkers, and they were like, hey, after work, does anyone want to play a D&D? And I thought, man, this will be great material for the podcast.
Yeah.
And I said, do you mind if I play it for humor purposes? Because I basically want to learn to play and make fun of the entire experience.
Yeah.
Go back to the podcast and tell a funny story.
But you see, here's the problem, Kenneth. I know you very, very well, and I know what's going to happen. You're going to start this off as a joke. So's Brendan. Brendan's exactly the same way.
Okay.
You guys are going to start this tongue-in-cheek, and then the next thing you know, you're both going to be up to your eyeballs in D&D. And
are
you're
you
going to
sure?
love it. Yeah.
What?
Because I...
Oh, yeah.
My purpose is to be a parody journalist. Like, I want to study people as they're doing their role-play thing, and I want to be like, okay, remember all this, take notes, come back to the podcast, and make people laugh.
He's the Hunter S. Thompson of geeks.
A little bit.
That's what he is.
But the more I have kind of talked about this, even with other, but with you, with other friends, they're like, if you're going to be the rogue, then you have to do this and this. And I'm like, who are you?
Oh, yeah. Everybody plays it, dude.
Everyone plays
everybody.
It. But everyone's a closeted D&D fan.
It's like the Spice Girls.
Okay.
The Spice Girls sell 30 million records, but you can't find one person that'll cop to owning the Spice Girls album, right?
Yeah.
D&D, I just posted on my Facebook. I said, hey, go to the Jimmy Chunga Facebook page and give me the name of a D&D character that you think I should name my character. And I thought everybody was going to say like, oh, you're going to be like Sir Barks a lot and you should be like a Yorkie or something. But no, everybody was serious. Like, you can go read the names right now on my Facebook page. Everybody's saying, well, what class are you? What race are you? What's this, 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 and this? And I posted a picture of my actual D&D dice on my Facebook page so that everybody can go see them. Just some of them, though, not all of them. And everybody's giving me like real names. And so if I pick your name, I'm going to give you a Podgoblin t-shirt. I'll give you two pod for you and your life partner.
Would you pick mine?
See, right now...
So Brandon actually voted. What was the name that you gave me?
Hootie McBoob.
Hootie McBoob.
Don't make a mockery of D&D.
Rumple Foreskin.
Oh, that's actually really good.
No, that was my porn name.
See, I was thinking something for me would be like Testicles or something like that.
Testicles.
Of course it would.
Yes.
But I, so I decided it was two nights ago. I learned how to play for an hour and a half, and not even how to play.
Yeah.
The guy was just basically like, read up on your race and your class and choose what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So for an hour, I was like, half elf? Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm kind of a jerk and sarcastic. I'm a rogue. Okay.
Sure.
Does that work, or do you think I should be another character?
You can put, I mean, you can play something that's kind of representative of yourself.
Or do you go in to act like something else? Like a dwarf cleric?
It really depends. One of the times I played a drow elf, which was like a little dark elf that was kind of mischievous and mean and would steal things from other people in his party and stuff.
Are you eating corn nuts?
Brendan's cracking up.
I'm sorry. I'm
gummy bears. He's cracking up gummy bears. But one time I played for like a year, and I was just this old fat lady that would beat people up with a pan. So, because you've got to have the depth in your party, right? You've got to have somebody to step up and play the weirdo characters, and so it can. Wow, we're getting serious about D&D.
No,
we should stop this right now.
No, I think we need to tell people, because I think a lot of people are like me, even though the other half of the population plays it.
Yeah,
I had no idea what it was about, because the game is all about rolling dice.
Exactly. Well, right? And some people, I remember when I was a kid playing it, people would say, it's satanic.
Oh.
Yeah. It's satanic.
Same people would say Harry Potter's satanic,
thing. Yeah, okay. Exactly. And Kiss.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but the thing is, it's not just rolling dice. You have about eight different types of dice.
Yeah, it's seven.
Seven. Oh, my gosh.
Seven different dice in a D&D.
Hold on, put on your glasses real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Seven. There's a 20-sided. There's a 10.
Mm.
And apparently the 20-sided dice,
die would be singular.
Die
yes.
is the key. That is the main one you use.
Yeah, for your attack rolls and all that kind of
stuff. But Denari, hand me the gummy bears.
But then
Brendan's like, I'm so odd. Brendan, I'm telling you, you're going to be into this when you start playing. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. We'd record the game.
Jess wants to record it and put it on podcast.
Okay.
Brendan's like, I want to die. We have to stop talking about this now.
No, we're good. This is ammunition for later.
Jenny's looking at you like, I don't know if this is actually going to make the podcast.
What's that look? Yeah. She's like across the room.
Lame?
Like,
she's saying lame?
No, he's lying.
Oh, he's going to get into this.
What? No. What?
Oh, he knows how to play. Oh, get over here. Come over here to the mic.
No.
You got to get over here to the mic. He's over here acting like he's Walter White, like he's really mad and he's brooding and he's upset.
Like, oh, you guys, I can't believe you're wasting everyone's time.
All seven. So, Jenny, what are you saying? You're saying that off mic. Just lean into the mic there and tell us what you were saying.
Brendan knows how to play.
What? Como?
He's looking at me. I'm looking at him and he's looking at me.
And he's like, don't say anything.
He is.
Brendan, stay away.
What? So does he play, Jenny?
He used to.
Is that right?
That's
what I'm talking about. I've known you guys for years.
And we all play.
And I didn't know anything about this.
Every single one of us play.
What in the world?
And now he's left.
He's left.
He took his e-cig and he left. And he's out there gently fondling his bag of dice.
I feel like I'm late to the party. I feel like you guys should have invited me a long time ago.
Thank you, Jenny. I was honestly really, really surprised at how people responded to me on Facebook. Like, I thought people were going to go, I can't believe you have those.
Yeah.
That is so weird, man. I thought you were lying or that's not you. You know, and everybody's like, sweet. I want in.
Huh. I learned for 90 minutes and I was like, man, I haven't done anything. And basically at the end of the 90 minutes, he said, here's four dice. Roll them and get your ability points. And I'm like, I've been here for an hour and a half, and I'm just now getting ability points. And then, so he's all, and put this file on your computer. And by the way, I have a Mac, and Macs are not compatible with the Hero Forge Excel file.
What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Listen, I have a confession to make. I've not played in years.
Okay, so you wrote it down. You wrote it all down.
Everything was on paper. Yeah. Nothing was done via laptops.
It's called Hero Forge.
Yeah, no, you had to go and like go to Alpha Graphics and print out your character sheet.
I think I'm going to need one because my computer is not compatible with D&D, apparently. It's like Mac is like, nope. Not cool, man.
We've got a chunk of computer from Superior that you can use.
Okay.
There you go.
Welcome. Brendan left again.
Yeah, he's gone again. All right, anyway.
So anyways, D&D, I want to know from listeners.
Yeah, email us.
When we post this, just on Facebook, email us, whatever. it's interesting to me that there is this community of closeted D&D
fans. I think
fans.
Everybody plays it at one point or another in their life.
Because, you know, I'm a gamer. I like nerdy movies, but never D&D.
Well, you like these kind of movies. You like Doctor Who. You like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy games
Final
are like my
Fantasy,
favorite.
Yeah, okay. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. And if you take a moment to just kind of get past the fact that it is probably next to like masturbating in front of your therapist, this is probably the most demoralizing and humiliating thing that you can do. If you can get past that and just enjoy the fact that you're going to hear a good story that plays out as you go, and you're going to have a place in it, it's actually a lot of fun. And creative writers love it.
Okay.
They love it because you get to kind of do it on the fly, you know?
Huh.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, this episode is bug nuts.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. For those of you that decided to stick around, you know, big ups.
Oh, okay.
Much love and respect.
Brendan didn't decide to stick around. He's back.
Yeah. It's too bad that Jess isn't here because she's the biggest D&D fan of all.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
She lives for it. Yeah. And she'll spend an hour telling you about her war mage. I don't know what that is, but, you know, she's into it. So
if you know, say you get the best name, I'm going to pick the second best name.
Okay. So I get to pick, and it'll just come out of the Chunga list on my Facebook page. All right.
By the way, I'm a half elf, so I think it has to be either a human name or a elfish name.
An elfish name, like Herbie, the dentist. Anyway, thanks for listening tonight. We want you to keep checking back to podgoblin.com. We've got more coming up. We've got some fun games and stuff that we're going to start playing with you guys. We're going to do a new thing called Twitter Buddy that we'll tell you about in the next podcast.
Yeah.
So we want you to keep checking back to us. More Radio Ronin's coming up, more Guys on Girls coming up, and another FantasyCon podcast is on the way this week as well.
And if you don't already like us on Facebook or follow
please
us on
so.
Twitter, please do so. And also FantasyCon, because seriously, If you don't follow them on Facebook or Twitter, you're missing out on great announcements.
Big time.
Which are happening almost every day.
Big time, yeah. Go check it out, fantasycon.com.
And we're going to be there. So win tickets, buy tickets, go.
The goblins are out.
We're giving away tickets, right?
We are.
We're giving away tickets, yeah.
Yeah. And as we get closer to FantasyCon, we're going to be giving away more and more tickets, not only on the Podgoblin website, podgoblin.com, but also on our, the Podgoblin Facebook page, on Kenny's Facebook page, on Brendan Spinari's, Jess's, and myself. All of our Facebook pages, we're going to be giving away FantasyCon tickets.
And I basically want to go to FantasyCon so I can meet our fans again, because I missed out on it last time.
Yeah, because you were too busy.
Because I like praise, and I wasn't there to receive it.
There was a lot of it.
He just likes the attention.
I was really surprised, a lot of it. So we hope to see you all at FantasyCon. And for those of you that contributed to the Indiegogo campaign, all the goodies, we sent Brendan and Kenny out. We're going to give you an update on that.
Yep.
To make good on one of those. And for those of you that have donated to that, we are making good on all of those crowdfunder options. And we'll be getting to you very, very soon.
Yep.
All right. Thanks again. Please keep checking back to podgoblin.com. Have a good day.
You have found podgoblin.com.